诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Sisters, 平安。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在过去一周里面照顾我们平安。
Hello, Father. Thank you for taking care of us this past week.
今天再次带领我们到主你面前来敬拜你。
Today, for bringing us in front of you to worship you.
求主你的灵来祝福，来跟我们每一个人同在。
May your spirit bless us and be with us.
借着你的话语来听到你对我们所说的话。
Through your scripture that we could receive your message.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在马太26章、27章里面来记载，耶稣在世上传神国的福音最后的一个礼拜。
Matthew 26:27 gave an account of Jesus' last week spreading the gospel.
耶稣在这个礼拜里面被出卖、被钉十字架时，并且安葬。
That week Jesus was betrayed, crucified, he died, and he was buried.
马太福音26章第2节说，再过两天就是逾越节，人子将被出卖、被钉在十字架。
Matthew 26:2 says, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified.
耶稣是神道成肉身到这世界上来替我们赎罪。
Jesus was God and came to this world in flesh to die for our sins.
他被出卖钉死在十字架上。
He was betrayed and crucified on the cross.
以上这些经文来向我们显明神对我们世界上的人的慷慨。
This passage shows us how generous God is for us.
他借着耶稣基督到世界上来爱我们世人。
And through Jesus Christ, he came to this world to love us.
为我们世界上的人来死。
To die for us.
这是神对我们世人慷慨的大爱。
And this is a great love coming from God's generosity.
我们从马太福音26章1-13节里面的经文在这里以神的慷慨我们共同来领受神的话。
So from this passage in Matthew 26 verses 1-13, let us study God's message about God's generosity.
第一，神的慷慨就是为世界上的人走上十字架。
And the first message is that God's generosity is Him walking through the cross for us.
耶稣在逾越节的前两天，在伯大尼那患麻风病的西门的家里做客。
And 2 days before Passover, Jesus was a guest at Simon the leper's house in Bethany.
首先，我们看到这一位患麻风的西门，他蒙耶稣的医治，所以他对耶稣充满着感恩的心，邀请耶稣到他的家里来做客，来吃饭。
First, we see that this Simon the leper was healed by Jesus, so he was very grateful and invited Jesus to be a guest.
回到马太福音26章第7节说，有一个女人带来一只玉瓶。盛满了珍贵的香油，耶稣在吃饭的时候，那女人把香油倒在耶稣头上。
So we go back to verse 7. A woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table.
当这个女人这样子的对待耶稣的时候，耶稣的门徒看到的时候，很不高兴，说为什么这么浪费呢？
When Jesus' disciples saw this and said to the women, why being so wasteful?
第九节说，这香油可以卖不少钱来救济穷人呢。
And this perfume could have been sold at a high price and money given to the poor.
马可福音同样的记载，这个女人用香油或者香膏来倒在耶稣头上的故事。
And the book of Mark also gave the same account of the story.
马可福音14章第5节说，这香油可以卖300多块银子。
And Mark 14:5, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence.
圣经的注释学者告诉我们说，祭品香油的价值等于当时一般人的工资，四个月的工资。
So the biblical references tells us that this jar of perfume was worth about 4 months' wages of a typical worker.
等于差不多现在的美金7500块。
So which we estimate to be worth about 7,500 US dollars today.
耶稣的门徒看到的这么贵的香油使用在耶稣的身上，他们觉得说太浪费了。
Jesus again, Jesus' disciples saw that this perfume being used on Jesus was so wasteful.
但相对的，耶稣要他们明白，耶稣为了爱世界上的人的缘故，他将付上更大的代价。
But then in contrast, Jesus wanted them to understand how much he loved them and how big of a price he had to pay for them.
于是耶稣来肯定那个女人在她身上的作为。马太福音26:12说，她把这香油倒在我身上，是为我的安葬做准备。
But Jesus affirmed the action of this woman on her and said in Matthew 26:12, when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial.
耶稣甘愿走上十字架的道路，是神对我们慷慨的大爱。
Jesus' willingness to walk on the path of cross for us is God's generosity, His generous love for us.
约翰福音3:16说，上帝那么爱世人，甚至赐下他的独子。要是所有信他的人不至于灭亡，反而得到永恒的生命。
In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世上所有的人，因此他赐给我们世上凡是所有信靠耶稣基督的人，可以得着神之赦罪的恩典。
God loves all people on this earth, and whoever comes to trust in Him will be granted the grace of salvation.
在 Wisconsin 州的 Milwaukee 以前有一个大罪犯，叫做 Jeffrey Dahmer.
So in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, there was an infamous criminal. His name was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey 在1990年代是一个杀人的续犯。
In the 1990s, Jeffrey was a serial killer.
当他恐怖的犯罪行为被揭发的时候，整个震惊美国。
When his terrible crimes were uncovered, it shook the whole United States.
在他的公寓里面发现11具尸体。
They found 11 corpses, been found in his apartment.
在调查结束之前，发现他至少谋杀并且劫持了17个年轻人。
And before the investigation ended, it was discovered that he had murdered and dismembered at least 17 young men.
但恐怖的发现使美国更惊骇的是，是这位虐待狂的杀人犯也吃他的牺牲者。
But the grisly discovery that horrified America was the fact that this sadistic killer also cannibalized his victims.
当他在法庭上被判无期徒刑，便不得保释。难怪整个美国大家都为这件事高兴。
So the whole America was very happy when he was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole.
但有的人还觉得说这个处罚实在是太轻了。
But some people still felt that the sentencing was still too light.
因为在 Wisconsin 州里面，他们废除死刑。
Because they didn't have the penalty of death in the state of Wisconsin.
当 Jeffrey 关在监狱里面之后，引起更大的扰乱。
When Jeffrey was in the prison, it caused an even greater disturbance.
Jeffrey Dahmer 在监狱里面成为一个重生的基督徒。
It's all because Jeffrey Dahmer became a born again Christian in prison.
他公开的忏悔他的卑劣的行为。
And he publicly repented for his despicable deeds.
他受洗之后写信 道歉书给他的牺牲者的家属。
And after he was baptized, he sent letters of apology to his victims' families.
大部分的人觉得他的信主可疑，这只不过是一个监狱里面的悔改。
So most people were really suspicious about his conversion and thought it was just a jailhouse conversion.
另外一些人非常的生气。
But others were outraged.
议论着神将永远不会赦免像这一种的怪物。
So they're arguing that God would never forgive such a monster.
当他信主之后，监狱里面的牧师对他的属灵的长进感到非常的注目。
But after he came to believe in Christ, the chaplain was very impressed with his spiritual growth.
因此使 Jeffrey 呢成为他的助手。
So the chaplain made Jeffrey his assistant.
现在这一位大罪犯每天读圣经。
And this criminal was reading the Bible every day.
他看监狱就是他的宣教场。
And he saw the prison as his mission field.
他要向这些囚犯同犯来传福音。
And he wanted to spread the word to his prison mates.
但是在这个同时，监狱里面的囚犯同伴的计谋要杀他。
But at the same time, his prison mates were planning to murder him.
有一位同伴囚犯割他的喉咙，但他却获救没有死。
And Jeffrey's throat was slit, but he didn't die.
过了几天之后，他在洗手间里面被囚犯打死。
And a few days after that, he was beaten to death in the men's room.
1994年11月28号，他的死的消息发布出去的时候，整个美国欢欣。
1994, November 28th, the news of his death was announced and the nation cheered.
监狱的牧师告诉记者说 ,Jeffrey Dahmer, 是一位真正的基督徒，他真正得救了，并且在天堂了。
So the chaplain told the reporters, the news reporters, Jeffrey Dahmer was truly saved and Jeffrey Dahmer is in heaven.
哇，这个宣布呢，引起了全国性的讨论。
So this message caused a great national debate.
是否有一些重大的罪或是罪人是超过了神的恩典吗
？So aren't there some sins and sinners so heinous that they're beyond God's grace?
意思就是说，有什么重大的罪或是罪人？是神所不能赦免的呢。
There are really some sins and some sins are so bad that not even God can forgive them.
或许我们问一些更实际的问题。
But maybe we ask an even more practical question.
在你人生当中，是否有一些的罪是超乎神的恩典吗
？Are some sins in your life beyond God's grace?
或是当别人严重的伤害了到你，他们是否是超乎你所能够赦免的呢
？Can others hurt you so badly that they are beyond your forgiveness?
Jeffrey Dahmer 的故事让我们想起，在第二次世界大战，在德国纳粹的集中营里面的一位幸存者。叫做 Corey Ten Boom.
The story of Jeffrey Dahmer reminds us of a survivor from the Nazis' concentration camp in World War II. Her name was Corey Ten Boom.
当他面对那位在集中营里面来凌辱并杀害他的妹妹的人的时候，他是否要赦免他呢
？When she was face to face to the person who tortured and murdered her sister, and then think about She should forgive him, she said.
Corey Ten Boom 真正说，没有任何的深坑是比神更深的。
And she said, no pit is so deep that God is not deeper still.
意思就是神超乎人的慷慨。
Means that God surpasses our generosity.
神的爱超乎人的爱。
God's love transcends our love.
以赛亚书55章8到9节说， 耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路，天怎样高过地，我的照样，我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
The scripture in Isaiah 55:8-9 says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
诗篇同样也告诉我们，神是慷慨超然的爱。
In the same way, Psalm also tells us about this generous love of God.
诗篇103:8-9说，耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
Psalm 103:9 The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will harbor his anger forever.
第十节说，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Verse 10, He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
11:12说，天地地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
13节说，父亲怎样连续他的儿子，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
And finally, verse 13, As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
这些经文告诉我们，神在耶稣基督里面丰盛超越的爱来爱我们。
These scriptures all tell us that in Jesus Christ, God loves us with a great abounding love.
他没有按着我们世界上的人所应得的刑罚来报应我们。
He doesn't repay us according to our iniquities.
相反的，他借着耶稣基督到世界上来承担我们所应当受之罪的惩罚。
But the opposite, that he sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
并且借着耶稣基督来赐福我们。
And through Jesus Christ to bless us.
罗马书第8:32说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans 8:32 He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
以上这些经文告诉我们，神对我们世界上的人慷慨的爱。
So all these scriptures reiterate God's generous love for us.
神盼望我们每一个人都能够来接受在耶稣基督里面神对我们救赎的恩典。
And God hopes that every single one of us will come to accept the grace of salvation through Jesus Christ.
约翰一书第一章第九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们所有一切的不义。
1:9 If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他求神来赦免那些钉他十字架的人。
Even when Jesus was on the cross, he was asking God to forgive those who were crucifying him.
路加福音23:34说，当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
In Luke 23:34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
那些钉耶稣在十字架上的人，是出自他们的怨恨、自私与邪恶等等。
And those who were crucifying Jesus on the cross, they did it out of their hate, their selfishness, and their own evil.
他们不晓得，就是他们不晓得神的公义、正直、怜悯、慈爱等等。
And they did not know God's righteousness is just His mercy and love.
耶稣求神来赦免他们。
And Jesus asked God to forgive them.
今天这是神奇妙的作为，借着耶稣基督在十字架上因着他的死来赦免我们的罪。
And today this is the amazing work of God to, through Jesus' crucifixion that we, our sins could be forgiven.
神也期待我们以神的爱去赦免那些得罪我们的人。
In the same way, God hopes that we can forgive those who are in debt to us through God's love.
在马太福音第六章十二节，耶稣教导我们的祷告文里面向神祷告说：“饶恕我们对你的亏负，正如我们饶恕了亏负我们的人。”
So Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:12, forgive our debts as we have forgiven our debtors.
意思就是我们恳求神饶恕我们的罪，同时我们也要赦免那些得罪我们的人。This
it means that while we're asking for God's forgiveness for our sins, in the same way we have to forgive those who offended us.
在主导文结束之后，圣经又强调，马太福音第六章14到15节说：“你们饶恕别人的过错，你们的天父也要饶恕你们；你们不饶恕别人的过错，你们的天父也不会饶恕你们的过错。”
After the Lord's Prayer, the Bible again emphasized in Matthew 6:14-15, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins."
这里告诉我们，主耶稣基督要我们认真的去实践他的命令。
And here Jesus Christ wants us to seriously fulfill His command.
并且这也是做得到的。
And also that this is within our ability.
几年前, Daddy King 就是金恩博士的父亲。
So a few years ago, Daddy King, who is the father of Martin Luther King Jr.,
被邀请到哈佛大学的教堂讲道，会堂里面坐满了人。
He was asked to give a message in the chapel at Harvard University, and it was full of people.
他的人生经历了很多事，在那个时候他已经年老了。
He experienced many things in his life, and he was very old.
他所经历的事当中，一个儿子被暗杀，就是金恩博士。So
his son was assassinated, Martin Luther King.
另外一个儿子因意外而丧生。Another
child passed away from an accident.
并且在他的面前，他亲眼看见他的太太在教会侍琴的时候被一位精神错乱的人谋杀。
And also in front of his own eyes, his wife, while playing the piano at church, was murdered by a mental person.
Daddy King 在当天哈佛的教堂里面传讲神的爱与赦免的信息。But
that day, Daddy King preached the message of love and the message of God's forgiveness.
他开始讲道之前，他说。 在我的心里没有苦毒。In
his message, he said, "I have no bitterness in my heart."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是何等美丽的见证！So,
dear brothers and sisters, how beautiful testimony this was.
他的见证带来何等的盼望！And
how much hope is his message brought us?
我们看到的 Daddy King 活出了耶稣基督的爱与赦免。
We saw that Daddy King lived out Jesus Christ's love and Christ's salvation, forgiveness.
And
this encourages us as children of God that we can love others with God's love and forgive others in the same way that God forgives us. In many instances, maybe we think it's not possible.
但圣经的话语呢，勉励我们。马可福音第10章27节说：“耶稣看着他们说，在人是不能， 在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
But the Bible also encourages us. For example, in Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at him and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God."
我们靠着自己的能力做不到。
We can't do it on our own.
但是我们靠着从神得来的能力，凡事都能做。
But through the strength that we gain from God, we can do all things.
马可福音第九章二十三节说，耶稣对他们说，在信的人凡事都能。
In Mark 9:23, Jesus said, "Everything is possible for him who believes."
意思，我们因着在耶稣基督里的信心，并借着圣灵的帮助，将使我们能够去活出主的慷慨的爱与赦免。
It means by our faith in Jesus Christ and through the help from the Holy Spirit that we can live out God's generosity, God's love and forgiveness.
第二，爱主永远不会太多。
And the second message is that we can never love the Lord too much.
当耶稣在伯大尼那患麻风病的西门家里坐席的时候，那位妇女带着那瓶极贵的香油倒在耶稣基督的身上，的。之后呢，他们觉得很浪费。
So when Jesus was a guest at Simon the leper's house, and the woman brought the expensive perfume and poured on him, and the disciples thought it was really wasteful.
但耶稣觉得不浪费。
But Jesus didn't think so.
耶稣甚至赞美他的作为。
Instead, he praised what she did.
回到马太福音第二十六章十三节，耶稣说：“我告诉你们。”普天之下，这福音无论传到什么地方，人人都要述说他所做的事来纪念他。
In Matthew 26:13, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her."
我们对主的付出永远不会太多。
We can never do too much for.
我们永远比不上主对我们的付出。
Because whatever we do cannot compare to what God has already done for us.
他为了爱我们世界上的人的缘故，将他整个生命为我们在十字架上来舍命。
Because of His love for us, He was willing to sacrifice His own life on the cross.
奉献的道理，就是我们的生命。才能、恩赐、与物质上的拥有等等，一切都是由神的赏赐而来。
So one principle about offering that we need to remember is that our lives, our abilities, our gifts, our possessions are all from the Lord.
奉献是针对神的国度的需要来回应神在我们身上的爱。
And we offer because we want to address the needs of God's kingdom in response to our love, to God's love for us.
就像那一位妇女在耶稣之前将那最贵的香油来奉献给主，在这里我们从圣经里面的教导来知道奉献的原则。
And just like the woman who poured the really expensive alabaster jar of perfume on Jesus, and this teaches us the principle about offering.
哥林多后书第九章第五节说：“你们所捐的。”是出于乐意，不是出于勉强。
2 Corinthians 9:5, then you will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given.
第七节继续说，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是上帝所喜爱的。
Verse 7, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
圣经告诉我们在神的面前的奉献或是侍奉等等都是应当出自我们的甘心乐意。
So the Bible tells us that whatever we do, our service or offerings should be, we should do it out of gladness, not because of peer pressure.
绝不是出自于勉强或是别人给我们的压力。
And not because we work being pushed to or because of the pressure others give us.
奉献或者服事等等，我们为主的付出乃是以 欢喜乐意的心来回应神的爱。
But we should offer and serve with a glad heart.
并且我们也相信神必继续祝福我们，使我们能够有更多的力量去爱神爱人。
At the same time, we trust that God will continue to bless us so that we have more ability to love God and love people.
哥林多后书第九章第八节说，上帝会更加丰富地赐给你们，使你们不但自己充足有余，还能够在各样慈善的事上出力。
2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
以上这个经文是信心的逆离，是是非而是的真理。
So the scripture here is also referred to as the paradox of faith.
当我们付出照字面上的理解，我们应当是因为付出而减少。
So as we give to the Lord superficially, we're losing because we're giving.
但我们却是得着神更丰富的祝福，因此我们能够更充足的去做更多帮助人的好事。
But here it says that God will even further bless us so that we can be more sufficient to help others.
在约翰福音第六章记载，有一次约有5000人来听耶稣的讲道。
In John chapter 6 records the account of 5,000 people coming to listen to Jesus.
因为在野地里没得买吃的食物。
And they were in the wild, so they didn't have food to eat.
其中一位小孩愿意将他身上所带的5个大麦饼和2条鱼来献出来给耶稣。
But one child was willing to offer up his 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus.
因此耶稣借着5饼2鱼行了神迹给5000人吃饱。
And through that, Jesus performed the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people.
意思，当我们在神面前尽我们的所能来摆上的时候，我们经验神在我们身上奇妙的预备。
It means that when we always put our best for the Lord, He will show us how His amazing preparations for us.
我们大家在神的国度里面的尽力，将经验到神迹借着我们的付出来发生。
And when we do our best, we can experience God's miracles.
我们看到了神借着我们去成就了我们所想象不到的事。
We can see that through us, God could achieve the mission that we couldn't have imagined.
所以我们爱神永远不会太多。
So it's never too much for us to love the Lord.
因为主为我们所付出的是何等的伟大。
Because He's already done such great things for us.
他为我们付出他的生命，我们一生也回报不了。
And He already paid the price with His life, something that we can never repay with our lives.
因此我们所能做的就是尽我们的心并且经常存着对主感恩的心尽力在爱神爱人的上面来表现出来。
So the best we could do is always to have a grateful heart and do our best to demonstrate also God's love.
另外，我们不可在小事上忽略。
And also, we shouldn't overlook the little things.
马太福音第25章说耶稣将来在审判的日子的时候，他要将要叫那些义人进到他的国度里面。
And so Matthew 25 tells us that on the day of judgment, Jesus said the righteous people will come to His kingdom, and the Lord will tell them.
在35节说他要对他们说，因为我饿了，你们给我吃。渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。
25:35, Jesus will tell them, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in."
36节继续说：我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
And I needed clothes when you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.
那些义人要回答说，啊，主啊，我们从未啊，你做了以上这些的事。
So the righteous man will respond, Lord, we never done those things for you.
我们未曾看到你遇到以上这些的困难。
We've never seen you in those predicaments.
第四十节说，啊，王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上了。
Verse 40, the king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
我们在最小的身上的作为，就是坐在主的身上。
So what we do on the least of our brothers is the same as doing on the Lord.
Mother Teresa, 在接受颁发诺贝尔和平奖的典礼上面，她致辞说，
So Mother Teresa, about her speech when she was accepting the Nobel Prize, she said,
她这么说，当我从街道上举起一个饥饿的人，我给他一盘饭，一块面包，我就满足了，我除去了那个饥饿。
She said, when I pick up a person from the street hungry, I give him a plate of rice, a piece of bread, I have removed that hunger.
对 Mother Teresa 来讲，提供食物给那些饥饿的人来吃，这是一件小事。
For her, it was nothing. It was trivial to provide food to a hungry person.
一件小小的作为。
So a small thing.
重点不在于一碗饭、一块面包的价值。
The point is not how much value that plate of rice or piece of bread is worth.
重点乃是在于那些被丢弃在路旁的人，他们不被需要，他们不被爱。
The point is those people who were on the streets, they felt not needed, they didn't feel loved.
如今他们在被提供一碗饭、一块面包的背后，他们感受到了他们人性的尊严。
But finally, when someone provides the rice and bread, they could feel dignity again.
有人跟他们同在，有人跟他们作伴。
They could feel a company.
他们体验到了有人对他们的爱心与关怀。
And they experienced someone's love and caring for them.
因此，他们感受到了神的临在。
And the same, in that way, they could experience God's presence.
所以我们不可以忽略在生活当中的小事。
So we shouldn't look lightly about these small things.
在小事上，别人将从我们身上来看到神的临在与神的爱。
Because from these small things, people could experience God's presence, God's love from us.
Mother Teresa 继续这么的说，如果我们所有的人看看我们自己的家庭。
So Mother Teresa continued to say, if we all look into our own homes,
有时我们发现要彼此的微笑是何等的困难。
And how difficult we find it sometimes to smile at each other.
我发现在我们里面不一样，我们大家都时常充满着笑容。
I feel like it's different here because we're all smiling at each other.
Mother Teresa 说，微笑是一件小事。
Mother Teresa said, smiling is a small thing.
但一个微笑，让人体验到神的临在。
But a smile could help people to feel God's presence.
我们的喜乐的心让人感受到神的临在。
People could feel God's presence from our joy.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这就是鼓励我们说要多向人微笑。
So brothers and sisters, this encourages us to smile more.
不管是在家里、在公司、在学校、在医院、在教会等等。
Smile more at home and work and school and hospital and church.
因此，借着我们的微笑，让大家感受到神的临在。
And that through our smiles, got people to feel God's presence.
因此，能够到处充满着神的爱。
So we can be filled with God's love.
我们领受神在基督里面的大爱，
As we have already received God's great love for us in Jesus Christ, we can never love the Lord too much. Because we can never do enough to respond to God's grace. When we do the best of our abilities, we shouldn't overlook these small things and thinking they're trivial.
小事也非常重要。 我们坐在弟兄姐妹中一个最小的身上的一件小事，就是坐在主的身上。
The small things are also important. What we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we also do it for the Lord.
一个微笑，一通电话的关怀。 一个ride，一杯茶，一杯咖啡，都能够让人感受到神的爱，神的临在。The
smile, a phone call, a ride, a cup of tea or coffee could also help people feel God's love.
最后，我们要成为一个让人怀念的人。And
finally, this is to become someone who's memorable.
耶稣赞美那一位。
Jesus praised the woman who poured the expensive jar of perfume on his head.
马太26:13说，我告诉你们，普天之下，这福音无论传到什么地方，人人都要述说他所做的事来纪念他。
Again, Matthew 26:13, I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. She is memorable because of her generosity to the Lord. So we want to become someone who is memorable.
洛克菲勒是美国石油大王以及慈善家。
Rockefeller is a oil tycoon and also a philanthropist.
Rockefeller
was also a very devoted Christian.
Rockefeller,
at the peak of his success, his reverend, also his very good friend, Owen Gates.
他的牧师对他说，如果他不找一些事， 把钱使用在好的用途上的时候，他的钱会害死他。So
Owen Gates told him that his money will kill him if he didn't find something useful to do with it.
Rockefeller 想起耶稣当初出来传道的时候所引用以赛亚先知所说的话。So
Rockefeller remembered that when Jesus first came to start preaching, he was referencing a prophet Isaiah's words.
路加 第四章18节引用以赛亚先知的话说：“主的怜悯到我，因为他高利我，拣选我，要我向贫穷人传佳音。他差遣我宣告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得光明，受欺压的得自由。”
Prophet Isaiah's reference in Luke 4:18: "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." Rockefeller felt that he was blessed by God, and he also wanted to become a channel to bless others.
他应当为了爱主的缘故来关心社区、社会，为主做见证。
Because of God's love, he wanted to become a testimony to care about his society, community and his society.
并且他也教导他的儿子，John D. Rockefeller Jr.呢，继续以耶稣基督的爱的精神从事慈善的工作，因此来利益这个社会。
And also he taught his son, John Rockefeller Jr., to continue to demonstrate God, the spirit of Jesus Christ's love, to do more work in charity to benefit the society and the world.
Rockefeller
family became a very, very memorable family.
我们不必像 Rockefeller 的家族那样的财富才能够来做一些对人有意义的事。
And we don't have to be as wealthy as Rockefeller family to be able to do beneficial things for others.
当有人在困难之中，你我向他们伸出援助的手，我们对那个人来说，我们是他们所怀念的。
When someone's in trouble, just by extending a helping hand to that someone, you're someone who's memorable.
当我们往四周围一看，我们将看到许多人需要我们的关怀。
And we just need to look around, and then we can see that many people will need our caring.
我们感谢主，我们教会现在许多人来参加礼拜天早上的祷告会。
We praise the Lord that now, every Sunday morning, many people are coming to join our morning prayers.
欢迎我们大家都能够积极的来参加每个礼拜天9点到9点半的时间的祷告。
Every Sunday morning, 9 to 9:30, we encourage all brothers and sisters to come join our prayer meeting.
并且在教会的兄姐里面有人遇到了困难的时候，我们大家彼此的代祷，并且大家彼此的关怀，彼此的协助。
And we pray and care for each other when people, our brothers and sisters are in need.
我们看到了在我们当中活出了耶稣基督美好的见证。
And we see that in us, we lived out the beautiful testimony of Christ.
那一位在伯大尼西门家以香油来膏耶稣的头的女人，她对主慷慨的爱，成为一个受人怀念的人。
The woman who poured expensive perfume on Christ, her generosity allowed her to become someone who's memorable.
这是对我们一个很大的启发与鼓励，让我们以基督慷慨的爱来爱主爱人，成为一个让人怀念的人。
This is a great encouragement and inspiration for us that with Christ's love, we could also generously love the Lord, love others, and become someone who's memorable.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在基督里对我们世界上的人慷慨的大爱。
Loving Father, we thank you for your generous love in Jesus Christ for us.
到世界上来为我们的罪赦免，来复活作为我们的救主。
Now Jesus came to this world to die and then resurrect for to become our Savior.
求主你帮助我们，也能够以主你慷慨的爱来爱人。
And Lord, we ask you to help us to also love others with your same generous love.
我们因此能够来活出你美好的见证。
So that we can live out and be beautiful testimonies for you.
借着我们对你的爱，借着我们在爱人的上面来成为像那位高耶稣的妇女，能够成为一个让人怀念的人。
And also help us to become like the women who poured the perfume, to help us to become someone who's memorable through our love for you, through our love for you and our love for others.
我们感谢你弟兄姐妹在主你的事工上尽心的爱你，让我们能够教会在圣路易地区继续为主你来做光、做盐、做见证。
And please help us to really do our best in our services, so we could become the salt and light for this community to be a testimony for you.
我们感谢主你的带领，我们青少年的事工开始展开活动。
We also thank you for the starting of our youth ministry.
让我们能够做最好的准备来带领这些的青少年。
Help us be even more prepared to lead the youth.
我们也在筹备来聘请一位青年事工的主任，求主您继续在前面引导带领，为我们准备。
Also, as we get ready to hire this youth director, please help prepare our way.
我们纪念从我们当中出生的一位长老郑继昭长老，他回应主您的呼召，侍奉当牧师。他在上个礼拜蒙主您恩召，求主您继续来安慰在众亲人遗嘱的上面。
We also lift up the family of Elder Chen, who also came from this congregation. We ask you to continue to comfort his family.
在我们当中也有许多人外出旅行，求主你带领他们到处出入，得着你的平安。
We also lift up all the brothers and sisters in the congregation who are traveling. You keep them safe.
我们在主里也有个人各个不同的难处，求主你成为每个人的盼望，将主你的平安、主你的恩典赐福在每个人身上。
Lord, as all of us also face some, we may face some troubles, and we ask you to continue to be our hope and truly bless us.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Praises in Jesus' name.
Amen.